She was a trailblazer who changed the face of science forever with her pioneering research into radioactivity. Today, we shine a spotlight on Marie Curie.
Their contributions made the world a better place. This is Women Who Made a Difference.
This is the story of a woman whose scientific curiosity was like no other. Marie Curie, originally named Maria Sklodowska, was born in Warsaw, Poland, in November of 1867. She was the youngest of five children born to Bronisława and Władysław Sklodowski, both of whom were esteemed educators. Her father, Władysław, was a professor of physics and mathematics, which perhaps foreshadowed her future path. Unfortunately, the family faced financial hardships following her father's loss of property and wealth due to his involvement in Polish national uprisings. Despite the family's financial struggles, the importance of education was deeply instilled in Marie from a young age. Tragically, she lost her mother and eldest sister by the age of 10, which deeply affected her. Nevertheless, she excelled in her studies. However, due to the Russian authorities' prohibition of higher education for women in Poland, Marie and her sister Bronisława became involved in the Polish clandestine flying university, which provided underground education for young women. When she was 24, Marie moved to Paris in 1891, where she continued her education, earning degrees and beginning her scientific research. This period in her life marked the beginning of an extraordinary journey that would see Marie Curie break multiple barriers in the world of science. In Paris, she met Pierre Curie, a fellow scientist. They were bound by a shared love for science, leading to their marriage in 1895. Together, the Curies started researching radioactive materials. Curie's work was particularly centered around uranium. She coined the term radioactivity to describe the phenomenon she was observing, where certain materials would emit mysterious and powerful rays that could penetrate solid matter. Curie's work led her to discover two new radioactive elements in 1898, which she named polonium, after her native Poland, and radium. This breakthrough was monumental, opening up new possibilities in the field of physics and chemistry. Curie's extraordinary work was recognized internationally when she and her husband, Pierre, along with the physicist, Henri Becquerel, were awarded the Nobel Prize in Physics in 1903 for their work developing the theory of radioactivity. But a significant turning point would soon occur in Marie Curie's life. Tragedy struck on April 19, 1906, when Pierre was struck and killed by a horse-drawn carriage as he crossed the street in Paris during heavy rain. It was an accident that left Marie utterly devastated. Marie and Pierre weren't just close as husband and wife, but also deeply intertwined in their scientific pursuits. This was a period of immense personal struggle for Marie. The loss of Pierre, her partner and confidant, left a profound void in her life. The pair had been inseparable, working side by side in their laboratory, sharing ideas and supporting each other in their pioneering work on radioactivity. Theirs was a relationship that extended far beyond the personal into a deep intellectual companionship, which made Pierre's loss all the more poignant. In spite of her grief, Marie displayed an exceptional strength of character and resolve. She chose to carry forward their shared scientific mission. In a testament to her resilience, she took up Pierre's position as a chair of the physics dept at the University of Paris, becoming the first woman to hold this role. It was through this decision to continue their work that she found a way to navigate her grief and honor Pierre's memory. This period saw a significant evolution in her research. Despite her personal loss, she persisted in her scientific pursuits with renewed vigor. In 1911, she was awarded a second Nobel Prize, this time in chemistry, for her work on radium and polonium. While Pierre's death was an immeasurable loss, it was Marie's resilience and determination that allowed her to continue her groundbreaking work, forever marking her place in the annals of scientific history. As if two Nobel Prizes weren't enough of an accomplishment, Marie Curie established the Radium Institute, which became a leading center for research in physics and medicine. Nevertheless, her relentless dedication to her research might have inadvertently accelerated her demise. In July 1934, at the age of 66, Marie Curie passed away. Her death was attributed to aplastic anemia, a condition suspected to be the result of prolonged exposure to radiation that led to severe damage to her bone marrow. She left behind two children from her marriage to Pierre. One of her daughters, Eve, would live to be 102 years old, dying in 2007 in New York City. Eve had become something of a celebrity herself. After her mother's death, she decided to express her love by writing a biography. It was called Madame Curie, and it was instantly popular. In the United States, it was a bestseller. You know, when you think about women who broke barriers, Marie Curie has to be near the top of the list. She was the first person to win or share two Nobel Prizes, and she remains alone with Linus Pauling as Nobel laureates in two fields. Her legacy persists, echoing through laboratories, schools, and hospitals, infusing inspiration into the hearts of young scientists everywhere who seek to break barriers and confront the unknown. Marie Curie was a woman who made a difference.